You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. I am your host, Wendy Brand. I'm so excited that you've joined me today. Welcome back from a long weekend if you are in the United States and you celebrated Labor Day. And if you didn't, or if you're not in the United States, welcome to this Wednesday, if you're listening to me on the day of the podcast episode release. If you listened last week, you know that I have three different programs that are launching at the end of September, and you have the opportunity of joining any of the three now. The lowest barrier to entry is my community that's kicking off September 29th, $57, easy to join. Monthly, month to month, you can cancel anytime, but it basically gives you access to myself as a coach. We do monthly group coaching sessions, and then also all of the research and frameworks that I'm building, the materials that I'm producing, I am sharing here in this community, and you'll be joined by others, like-minded leaders, CHROs, founders, HR leaders, anyone really tasked with creating an intentional culture in your organization, this is the place to be. If you're interested in that, go to culturecoachwendy.com/strategy lab. And then I'll talk about the other two programs at the end. Let's jump right in to the episode. The episode today is really what not to do if you're rolling out a culture transformation. And some of this has come from my experience working with other organizations, experience in my corporate life, in the corporate world, and then also really the framework, the outline of this, most of these points came from an article in the Harvard Business Review that came out just last week, talking about the reason that culture strategies fail. And so I'm going to walk you through each one of those. We'll talk a little bit about them, why they matter, why they're important, and how you can avoid them. So the first one is that culture is not a campaign. And I want to start by saying that I believe that communications, a strong communication plan and a communication campaign is critical. So while I agree that culture itself is not just a campaign, it is a communication and campaign is very important. So if a communication plan is important, why is it not just a campaign? Well, when we are making a culture transformation, we're typically looking to change behaviors. So if there are specific behaviors that you need to see changed in your organization, it cannot start and end with a communication campaign. There have to be leaders leading from the top, living by example. So the communication strategy itself or the campaign is not a culture transformation on its own. Now, the second reason that culture implementation or transformations may fail is if you are treating the values as simply words. And values don't count until they cost you something. And so the message there is that we can say that these are the values that we uphold in this organization all we want. But if we are not leading by example, and if when push comes to shove, something else happens instead of the behaviors that we're expecting tied to those values, those things that are important to us as an organization, then the trust and the belief in those values is lost. And so if, for example, one of your core values is integrity, and when push comes to shove, in order to make a sales quota, you allow the sales team to sell a product that doesn't exist or to overpromise something that the service team can't deliver, then you're not really acting in integrity. And if you're allowing that to happen as a leader, then you're saying that you don't really value integrity as much as you have led people to believe. So values don't count until they cost you something. And that's judged by what leaders are willing to give up in order to uphold those values in the organization. The next is silence isn't alignment. And the messaging there is that real alignment starts with acknowledging that people won't raise the hard stuff unless you actively make room for it and protect them when they do. And so this ties back to, if any of you are familiar, have listened to my episode on my Thrive Culture framework that helps to prevent burnout in organizations, and that R in Thrive is an acronym, and that R is a responsive listening strategy. And so if you aren't giving your employees space to speak up for things that they believe need to be improved, or areas where they think there's opportunity in the organization for improvement, and you're not giving them that safe space, then they're not going to trust that they can bring those things forward. And so the point there is, just because you have silence or no one's speaking up with the way that you're moving this new culture transformation forward, that doesn't mean there's alignment. That doesn't mean that everyone's on board. You need to get acknowledgement through surveys, through one-on-ones, through team meetings, that that people are on board with this change. And if you roll the change out and you don't see the behaviors that you're expecting, then you know that you have a problem, that employees are not as aligned with the change as you might have suspected. So silence isn't alignment. The next one is the perk illusion. And I love this one because, you know, this goes back to the phrase that culture isn't just ping pong tables and free lunches or pizza parties. It's so much more than that. And a lot of times, and I have experienced this firsthand, one of the organizations that I worked for not too long ago, within the last decade, I'll say, they were doing an assessment on their culture, and they kept leaning on the benefits, on the employee benefits, and saying we needed to add more time off, or we needed to add more leave time. And while that was probably true, the issues in the organization didn't have anything to do with that. The perks are nice, but that's not where the culture was breaking down. The culture was breaking down at the leadership level and not upholding the values that they had committed to. And so perks, it highlights or suggests that leadership is either unaware of deeper problems or not willing to confront them. So this, again, goes back to a responsive listening strategy. If you ask for feedback, you have to be able to respond, to listen first and hear where there might be real issues, and then respond in a positive, encouraging way that builds trust with your team, so that the next time you ask, they will continue to give feedback. And I know it's not easy. I know it's difficult, because a lot of times there are things that you don't want to hear in those surveys, but sometimes they're necessary in order for an organization to grow. So the perk illusion really just highlights or suggests that if leaders are leaning on adding more benefits just to fix culture, it can highlight or suggest that either they're unaware that deeper problems exist, or they're just not willing to confront them, and they'd rather put money toward the problem than actually try to dig into some of the leadership issues. And I love this saying. This is from that article in the Harvard Business Review. And it says, culture doesn't improve by giving people more. It improves when you remove the things that waste their time, drain their energy, or blur priorities. That is so impactful to me and so aligned with my thinking, because just as you know, again, back to the Thrive framework, the H in Thrive is helpful processes and systems. And a lot of times when there's lack of clarity around roles and responsibilities or in the way that work should get done, that's where there are gaps in culture and chaos is created, where it doesn't have to be there. And so rather than throwing money at things like adding more benefits, maybe take a step back and look for areas in the business that need to be fixed that don't cost any money. Simply improving processes or getting really clear on roles and responsibilities can make a world of difference. And then finally, the last piece is that middle managers can't carry what executives won't model. And I've also seen this in organizations, again, where we roll out core values or we roll out initiatives. We expect employees to change their behaviors. Maybe we have rolled out a new change, a new way of working, whether it's culture or a new system has been implemented and we need to change our roles and responsibilities. I have seen leaders, for example, we roll out a new system where time needs to be logged and leaders won't use the new system. It's too painful for them and they're not setting the right example. And so to expect our middle managers to hold their teams accountable for things that we as leaders aren't willing to do ourselves just it's not the way to lead a transformation. You have to be bought in yourself. You have to be on board and leading the way with your behaviors and your actions. Hopefully that makes sense. So I'm just going to recap on these five areas. Culture isn't a campaign. We can't just roll out a new communication plan and expect for things to change overnight. Values don't count until they cost you something. So where our behaviors and values show up is when there's a difficult decision that needs to be made in order to uphold that value. Number three is silence isn't alignment. Just because your team isn't speaking up about the change does not mean you have alignment. It could also mean that you have not created a safe space for them to share what their concerns are with the transformation, which is why I always encourage focus groups anytime you're rolling something out, just to get kind of your ear to the ground and understand what gaps or opportunities may exist that you may not even be aware of. So whether it's doing that work yourself, bringing in a third party, or having other leaders do that with their teams, it's really important to get that feedback. And then the perk illusion, really throwing money at a problem instead of taking a step back and looking where there might be process or personality issues that contribute to the culture problem or gap in rolling out the culture transformation. And then finally, the middle managers. And if we expect our managers to hold their teams accountable for the changes that we're requesting, we also have to be living those behaviors and making those changes ourselves. That's it. Those are the five things. Hopefully those areas, those items are helpful to you. If you're in the middle of a culture transformation yourself, keep those things in mind. If you want to talk further, I'm always here and happy to help. And speaking of, I mentioned the Culture Strategy Lab, that community where I have monthly calls. We do hot seat group coaching where you talk about any culture issues. If you're in the middle of a transformation, bringing those to the table so we discuss them as a team, I give guidance and your peers are there as well. The other two programs that I have, if you're wanting to take that Culture Strategy Lab a step further, I'm offering culture sprints where we spend 3 months or one quarter focused on your culture initiatives. It's a deep dive. It's meeting twice a month with me in a group setting. Your peers will be there as well to talk through lessons learned, and best practices. If you're interested in that program, that's at culturecoachwendy.com/strategy sprints. And the final is for my founders and CEOs. It's a small group. I'm capping it at 10 individuals that want to come into this container of calls twice a month for 6 months, plus one individual one-on-one coaching session with me monthly and an offsite in January in Green, Texas, in the Texas Hill Country, where we'll have a full-day strategy session as you prepare for your 2026 culture strategy. I'll be there to help you break that down into goals, milestones, deliverables for your team. We'll do a deep dive on our strategy at that session. That's at culturecoachwendy.com/CEO. And that's it. I hope this episode has been helpful. If you know someone that's going through a culture transformation and this may be helpful to them, please forward this episode, share it with a friend, go on and like or review the episode. It would be so helpful to me in getting the word out. That's it. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next time.